Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peiju Bambushi Bothelsberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully, sweetie. It's getting a little chilly as we're approaching the Thanksgiving holiday in a few weeks. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying the last vestiges of summer. I guess is completely gone. I guess completely gone now, we could say. And, you know, just enjoying everything. Everything's looking beautiful. Looking forward to, you know, good foods, good eats, good company, and everything for the upcoming holiday season. And I'm looking forward to some wonderful outcomes from the election, or at least I'm hoping, everyone, for some wonderful outcomes from the midterm elections coming up. And early voting has already started in many states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, sweetie?
No, I agree with you. Everybody go out and vote. Ma said, early voting has started in most states at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, get out there and vote, guys. And I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I got to start working on my menu. You know, I always try to throw a new dish into the game. Now, sometimes it doesn't really work out too well, but normally it does.
Oh, it's good. Sometimes. Oh, yeah.
We have wonderful Thanksgiving dinners. We got to tell everybody about that bean pie that I made.
Now, we'll talk about that another day, because she didn't have the bean pie recipe.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Okay.
All right. So today I'm going to sip on some King 79 vodka. And King 79 Vodka CEO Clifford Prevost will be our special guest on Saturday, October 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time. So, guys, we are doing a toast with his vodka, which is really delicious. Ma, this is dedicated to Grandma. So, go ahead.
Okay. This is dedicated to Pearl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mother and grandmother. And this is the 19th
mm-hmm.
anniversary of her death. And it's morbid, but it's also happy, because we just still love and cherish her. And now we just speak with her spiritually instead of physically, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's to long life, prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud to Grandma.
Salud to Mother.
Okay. All right. So let's get into some pop culture. First, we got to start off with not such great news, Mom. Brittany Griner. So for everybody who's been following Brittany Griner's case, the Russian court rejected her appeal of the 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. And so this denial kind of paves the way for her to serve her 9 years in prison unless the government finds a way to negotiate a deal for her release. Ma, what are your thoughts on?
My thoughts are the same as everyone else's thought, that she's a political prisoner, and she has more than served, even if she is guilty, as I've said before, she's overserved what the normal sentence would be. For a person who was found guilty of the small amount of
hashish.
Yeah. And so forth, which was, she had legally and legitimately, and is my understanding. And it's just a heartbreak. And everyone knows that it's all about the politics between Putin and the United States. And we all know that. So to the extent that we're able to continue to advocate and keep Brittany in the forefront of our thoughts, we need to continue to do so and shine a light on Brittany's unfair incarceration. We don't want her to be forgotten. Mm-hmm. We don't want this whole issue to be swept under the rug, because there's so many other things going on. We have to keep her in the forefront of the news, because she is a political prisoner. We have to keep the Biden administration focused on her, because there's so many other things in the news to focus on. And, you know, and sometimes people forget and feel powerless, but we need to continue to advocate for Brittany's freedom.
I second that. Keep saying her name so that we won't forget. Just a little caveat, I don't know if it was legal or not. I don't know about that. The hashish and stuff. I don't know. I don't want to further comment because I thought it was.
I cannot verify that. I can just say that that's what was reported on the news. They had a program a couple of days ago, and it was reported by one of the speakers that it was legal, that she was in legal possession of it.
Okay, because
So
I
I
heard you say that it
don't
was a
know.
little bit over the amount. So that's what Brittany, I heard Brittany Griner says. So I don't know. So either way, that's not the point. The point is she should not be in
In any
prison.
event, she has overserved
Correct.
whatever the normal sentence would be for a person who was found guilty of that particular infraction. Let's call it that, right?
Right. Yeah. So, you're just sending prayers to Brittany Griner and her family. So, okay. Now we are switching things up a little bit. We are talking about somebody who was constantly in the news, and everyone is just saying, should this person still be in the news? So Kanye West is no longer a member of the 10 Digit Club, according to TMZ. He's lost a fortune as a result of Adidas being the latest company partnership to pull the plug. Not to mention, we know Balenciaga, we know CAA was a really, really popular agent. Def Jam no longer has his catalog. The shows at SoFi, the stadium have been canceled. Anna Wintour no longer wants to do business with him. And so he's lost a lot of money. Somewhere people were estimating he was worth 1.3 billion, 1.8. Of course, he said more than that. Now they say his worth is somewhere near 400 million, which for most people would be great still, but that is a significant drop in his
From
net
being a
worth
billionaire,
from being a
absolutely.
billionaire. So, what are your thoughts on everything
I
now?
just have one thought I'd like to convey about Kanye, and that's an old adage, and that adage is a fool and his money are soon parted. And that's what I have to say about Kanye.
I have another question to add to that because it was trending right before we went on air. Do you think Black people ignored and defended Kanye? Do you think the Black community, and though we kind of touched
Well,
on this a little
yes,
bit.
at some point, initially early on, but as time passed and he continued to be more and more outrageous, offensive, and self-loathing and destructive and dangerous, then he started to lose fans among the African American community.
You know what but I think it's a
He
combination of
self-destructed.
right. I think a lot of people did defend him in the beginning because people were proud and we were rooting for Kanye. And
Of
obviously you're
course.
rooting for, a Black
And
person
rightfully
to,
so.
yes, to become a
Early on,
billionaire. Well, there's very few of them. You can name them pretty much on one hand or maybe two,
Well,
but
what happened is that he earned this. His behavior, well, when I say he earned, I mean he, through his own behavior,
Oh,
it
yes.
caused him to lose people who believed in him. It caused him to lose supporters and patrons and so forth because of his own totally egregious behavior.
Well, I mean, I think that collectively, I can't say that we weren't holding him accountable. I think it was kind of split. And I also think that the financial power, we didn't have as a group as much financial power as some other groups did to kind of slow him down and, tell Kanye, look, you need to chill and get yourself together. When we would do it, and not all of us were united in it, Kanye would just say,
Well, what I feel too, I think it's
whatever to us.
probably, I think it's probably all of it,
Yeah, I
okay?
agree.
Because I think his speech has become more incendiary as time has passed. He's no longer just talking about things that have to do with his ego, Now he's talking about whole groups of people and maligning entire cultures, including his own.
Well, yeah, that's where you started with.
Yeah,
Telling, saying that slavery was a
a
choice,
choice, which by
which
definition,
it's
it's
not
not a
slavery.
choice,
Right.
right?
That's not
You
slavery.
know,
What are you talking about?
so I mean, and it's going on and on and on and on and
And
on.
we had this discussion before. We know, and
Absolutely.
we know that you can't use your mental health diagnosis as an excuse, because there's many people that suffer from bipolar disorders. And guess what? It is
Absolutely.
also up to you to get help. And there's people who suffer from bipolar who are not self-destructive, or and who not attack others. How about
And
that?
do
Number
not
one.
engage in hatred
Right,
speech. You
right.
know, with Kanye, you know, he's going to have to step out and get whatever help he needs or not. The choice is his.
Yeah. And I hope,
You know,
and I say this,
he has every resource available to
and
him.
I hope that it's not, just evil in him. I hope that that's not, because the things that he says is evil and hate, and we can't defend that. No one should defend that. So, on a lighter note, by you
Right
see,
on, daughter. I co-sign 100%.
on a
Okay.
lighter note, he wanted to tell people that that he was well endowed, but nobody was going for it, because apparently there was nobody to agree
Listen,
with
let me
him
tell you something,
because he
honey.
was
No,
jealous of Pete Davidson.
nobody wants that PP,
All right.
poison penis. Nobody wants it. Whatever it is, keep it, have it. Be,
Right.
you know why? Because you're acting like you want to be by yourself.
Right.
Okay, and that's just where you're gonna be.
Okay. All right, so we'll move on to Blue Ivy. So, the eldest daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, Miss Blue Ivy, was a high bidder at the 2022 Wearable Arts Gala, which was a live auction in the Waco Theater Center in Los Angeles, and it raises funds to support artistic and youth mentorship programs. And so, Blue
So
Ivy
it is
is.
a charity of sort.
So it is a charity. That
Okay.
is correct.
Okay.
So Blue Ivy is 10. She was captured on video bidding on an $80,000 pair of diamond earrings. And so these earrings once belonged to Beyonce and were also worn by her grandmother, Tina Knowles, who hosted this year's affair. So
Okay.
this was like blasted all over social media, and I think the slant on it was not correct. What are your thoughts on seeing this, Mom?
Okay, you know, just based on the information I'm getting from you, it the whole thing, it at you know, normally if it was some sort of just a big shopping spree, then I would say, well, you know, it's just about her being pampered and rich, okay, and being indulged. But because of the it's an actually a family heirloom and a fundraiser. So now it makes it a little more altruistic than I originally thought.
Yes, this is the internet
And
for you, not putting things in context,
right. And
right?
so now you look at it as a positive fundraising endeavor, you know, and part of the legacy of the Knowles Carter family, you know. So you look at it as a very positive thing.
Right. And so
Okay.
that's mainly where I went with that. So,
Good. And
but
I'm glad to hear that, daughter. I'm glad you did your research on that one.
I did my research on that
Wonderful.
completely, but I'm gonna flip the script around, and this has nothing to do with Blue Ivy. Is it possible for celebrity children to live normal lives? And should they? Should they live like a normal life?
What do you mean normal? Broke?
Right. Well, that's the what
Sure.
is normal?
Pl
What's normal?
plenty of them.
What's the
Well,
average? Let's say
kind of more
average.
like broke. Well, yes, some of them do, and we don't hear about them. We just don't hear about
I don't
those.
agree with that. I don't agree. I think the people,
I'm not finished, but go
okay.
ahead. No, go
Okay,
ahead. Go ahead.
can I
Get
say,
into it. Go
because my
ahead.
point,
Go ahead.
I think that a lot of celebrity children that you don't hear about, we don't know that they're not living celebrity lifestyles, because they could be taking advantage of these quote unquote elite private schools, traveling all around the world. They just may not be active on social media.
Well, I thought that's kind of what you meant. They're just not living that with the spotlight on them.
No. I
I
think it's a luxurious life.
but also, no, your point is true too, because also I thought you meant broke. And what I was going to say, I was going to delve into the ones of those who, the ones who live that way, like that kind of broke life or whatever, have been, just sort of shunned by the family for certain reasons. We have those too. We have those who are, have been, outcast among the family because of poor behavior reasons or reasons of family control and manipulation. So, we have those, and those are broke. They are broke, for whatever reason. And sometimes we know about them and sometimes we don't, but often those are the buried secrets that we don't hear a whole lot about. The answer to all of it is sort of yes. The answer is, I think the question was, is it possible for,
Celebrity children to live normal lives.
sometimes they live subnormal lives
Well,
depending upon what the situation is.
then that
But
means that
it
they're
is
strong.
absolutely possible for them to lead, kind of mundane
And the
lives.
follow-up to
Yeah,
that was,
absolutely. Well,
should they?
sometimes it's not that they have an option. Now, the ones that have choices, they're taking the money. Okay, they're taking the money. They may not be as ostentatious and grandiose about it. They may be kind of under the radar, but they're living comfortably. They're not. How many people are actually shunning the money of their own volition? How many are actually saying, "I don't care how rich you are, mom and dad, I'm out. I don't want a dime from you."
I'm sure there's been
Now,
people, but I
this
can't
is
name
now,
them.
no, me neither. And if you have the children of very rich parents, not accepting any money or not receiving any money, it is not, I would say, 90 to 95%, because there's some manipulation going on there. It's not that they're just able to be free and do what they want to do and ignore the parents and whatever, and and still get the money. You understand? Is there some manipulation going on by the parents where the children don't want to barter with the parents? They don't want to compromise. They want to live how they want to live.
So do you also think
But that doesn't
we
happen
noticed
often.
we noticed with celebrities, and I'm not naming any names because I'm not a parent and I don't know how I would behave in these situations. The children are an extension of their parents, and the way that we see these kids roll is pretty much how the parents are in the public, with the way they handle social media, just public life.
Is that a statement, a
No,
question, or
I mean
what?
that's kind of what I that's a question, but
Yeah.
that's what I'm thinking when I
Yeah.
see some of these celebrities
Yeah.
without going into detail.
Well, yeah, yes and no. Yes and no. The children who are wealthy through their parents, efforts and so forth, and they stay out of the limelight, it's speaking for some reason. To me, when they stay out of the limelight, there's some reason. And not just because they want privacy, there's usually some other reasons. It's usually because they live in a foul lifestyle and they don't want the people to, they don't want it exposed. It's just as if, it's just like any parent. If you have more than one child and you're always talking about the one that's doing well, you're always saying, "Oh, my son, woo, 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 the one that's doing good." But the one who's over in jail and over in the mental institution, you don't say too much about that one. It's the same kind of thing. And when you have a whole lot of money, the kids that you're proud of, or this or that, you hear about them all the time. The ones that you're not so happy about, you don't hear much about them.
It could be just a personality, because this is an example I'm thinking of, like the Bush twins. There's one, what's the name? I don't even know what's the name.
Jenna,
Jenna.
who's all on TV
We
and
see her and
everything,
her
and the
sister,
other one,
her twin
her twin,
sister.
heard you there fraternal, because they don't even look alike.
No, but
Yeah,
they're
the other,
twins.
yeah. Well, I don't know about them. I don't know how she's living. I don't know
I
about
think
her.
she's fine. I think she got married and I think she had a baby and I
Yeah,
think she's
well, I
okay.
don't know. I don't know what she's doing. We'll find out
Well,
later.
you don't have to know
No,
everything
I'm
about
only
them.
kidding. No, I'm absolutely teasing. Sure,
Some people
I
just
buy
quiet.
into
And some people
it.
just quiet. We'll see how like the Obama girls are. because I think that they will
Absolutely.
see. I think
Absolutely.
that we'll see them at some point, with some inherent
Absolutely, they have
personalities.
the absolutely they have different personalities. So the answer is yes, no, and maybe. Keep it moving.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Ma.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay. So, Ma, did you hear about Marlon Wayans running his mouth?
Oh, again? What was he talking about this time?
He's ready to walk 1,000 miles to defend white chicks. You remember White Chicks in
Oh, the
2004?
movie White Chicks.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
the
yeah.
always you talk about really white
Yes,
chicks.
I don't know. So, it starred Wayans, the Sean Wayans and Marlon Wayans.
Yeah,
It's two.
I
You
remember the
understand
movie.
that.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. So, looking back on the jokes and whiteface and premise that is now viewed by some as inappropriate, Wayans said, nah, he's not feeling the cancel culture. He says, I don't know what planet we're on, where you think people don't need laughter and that people need to be censored and canceled. If a joke is going to get me canceled, then you're going to do me that favor. And he said, it's sad that society is in its place where we can't laugh anymore. I ain't listen to this damn generation. I ain't listen to these folks, these scared-ass people, these scared executives.
Right.
Y'all do what you want to do. Great. I'm still going to tell my jokes the way I tell them. And if you want to make some money, jump on board. And if not, then I'll find a way to do it myself. I know my audience. My audience comes to my shows every weekend and they leave feeling great and laughing. One thing about the Wayans, we've always told the worst joke the best way. So, Ma, what are your thoughts on white chicks? Do you think that white chicks is culturally inappropriate, and do you think that it has a place in society in 2022 or 2023?
You know, it was a while ago when White Chicks came out.
2004.
Okay, so was that 18 years
That is
ago?
18 years
I,
ago.
you know,
That's correct.
I, the only thing I could tell you, maybe I need to look at it again. I thought it was funny and silly, and I thought it was harmless. You know, I
They were
didn't.
in whiteface.
I saw what face they were in, but that's not the same thing. It doesn't have the same historical meaning as it does
100%.
if you do well. But you're saying they're in white face, so what? That mean it means nothing. It means
Yeah.
that it means there was they were in a costume. It doesn't mean that they were you know, that that the Wayans family enslaved them and killed millions of them. It doesn't mean that. It just means they had on some white makeup. Period. It just means they were in costume. It has no other historical significance at all. You know. So to me, it was just a funny, silly movie, goofy as hell.
I
You
didn't think it was
know,
funny when it came out, so I don't think I would think it's funny now. That's
well, when I
the
say
thing.
funny, I mean silly. It was nothing clever or anything about it. It was just goofy, silly, you know, a goofy, silly picture. That's all. And who in the hell would even think that those two brothers even look like women at all? So it was basically a drag show. So it just was silly.
Well,
In
listen.
my opinion, I didn't give it any kind of political anything because it was just a bunch of foolishness.
I just don't. Okay, here's my thing. This would have to be whoever it was would have to kind of speak on, whoever would be offended would let us know whether or not they offended about it or not. But to
Right.
me, it just wasn't funny. I didn't think
Well,
it was
are we talking
funny.
about how funny it was?
Well,
Or are we talking about was it
I
offensive?
can't say whether it was offensive or not. It was really foolish to me,
It was really
and
silly.
I don't know if it was offensive because I'm not a white woman. So
Right.
that's up to white women to tell us if they think it's funny, da da da. But to me, it just made no sense. And I like Marlon Wayans,
Well, it was
but
very
I
silly.
also think that like comedy to me has to evolve. I
Right.
don't think that you should stay in the same place that you were almost 20 years ago as a
Well,
comedian and think that, oh,
do
it's
you
gonna
think
work.
he is? Do you think that's what he's doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but for him to sit here and defend white chicks, and there was talks of white chicks too. Like, I hope that he keeps that, to himself and that he doesn't come back out with that. I don't know. That's just me. I think
Hey,
move
guess
forward.
what? Did it make money?
Yeah, I think now it would be a problem in the political climate that we live in. I think that's something that we don't need. I don't think we need to go down that road.
I'm trying to keep this limited to whatever your question was, because there's many different avenues that we can address this,
Well,
many
I'm just
different
saying
paths
if
we
it's
can take.
culturally appropriate and you say no.
Is it culturally inappropriate? I didn't say no, it was, of course it's culturally inappropriate, the whole damn movie. Even the name of it.
Well, you
I didn't know
can
that. I didn't know that was the question.
say that.
And I don't even know what the hell the question
Okay,
was,
is
but
that
anyway.
vodka is kicking in? All right, let's move in. Let's move on to the next topic, which is Serena Williams. So Serena Williams said, we all know that she has retired, but she suggested that she may not be done yet. I'm not retired. The chances are very high. You can come to my house. I have a court. Despite that, she explained that there was no imminent tournament appearance as she begins the next stage of her life. She says, I still haven't really thought about retirement.
All right, what's the
So,
question,
do you
Pay?
think that Serena Williams will unretire? And if so, do you think that is not the best idea in the world?
Yes, I think she will. No, I think she shouldn't.
Ma, please don't be like that. What does that mean? You don't think she will what? Unretire?
I don't know what she's talking about on retire. If she's talking about playing in tournaments for
Tournaments,
charity, if
tournaments.
she's w real professional tournaments. Like the Grand Slam events?
Yes, do you think that we'll see her back in a professional event, a grand slam, or a professional tournament?
I'm going to say, I think yes, we will
Okay.
see her come back because there's no reason she should even be having that kind of conversation. I think that she's egotistical enough that she will come back. Do I think she should? I think it's always good to bow out gracefully, but so many
She
people,
said Tom Brady kind of set the bar there.
but so many people don't set the bar for what? Look at him now. What bar is she looking at? What the hell is the standard? Wait until they have to drag your ass off the court. What is the
Like
standard?
lost about 20 pounds, and he was, a nice
Running around publicly
shape.
fighting with your spouse, and when have you last seen the kids? I mean, what the hell is the standard? I mean, if you're talking about the goat, he's already achieved that. So now, what standard is he looking for now? Lowering the bar to buffoonery? I mean, just what is he looking? Oh, please. Look, hell no, Serena, go on and do something else, girl. You got
God,
other
she
things
needs to
to
join like an investment summit or whatever as she was saying all this. So she is moving forward
Right, right. That's
and
wonderful.
just,
That's what I want to see you do.
making
Serena,
bank.
you have nothing to prove to anybody. Girl, you done kicked ass all across the world on the tennis court. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. You will go down as the GOAT. Okay? So then I don't know what you're trying to prove. Okay.
Okay, so Ma, I need you to tell me if this is out of pocket or on the money.
She's out of
Well,
pocket. I'm only kidding. Go ahead, honey. I know we aren't talking about Serena. Go
Oh
ahead. Go
my
ahead.
gosh. Okay, so I don't even know. Okay, so we were talking about, okay, a cannabis company in California sold joints labeled with much higher THC content than they actually contain, violating consumer laws
You
and
mean they
other.
advertise them to have higher THC content than they really
Yes,
have?
they said
Okay.
this is the one joint that will get you to Mars quicker than Elon Musk. That's what the
Ooh.
lawsuit claims. That, however, that the actual THC levels are drastically inflated.
Okay, please don't
So,
let Elon Musk make no money off
no, he's
this.
not making, Elon
Okay.
Musk is not even involved
Okay,
in
that
this.
was just
Okay.
yeah,
So,
okay.
Ma, is this out of pocket or on the money?
It's what they did? You mean that they lied about the content of the weed?
Would you sue someone because you didn't get as high as you
No,
thought you were going to? Is it?
I would not.
So what? So that's out
How
of pocket.
do you measure that? How do you prove that?
I guess they're saying that the percentage of THC content wasn't as high as advertised.
Okay, well, you just said because you didn't get as high. That's a different thing. You can measure the ratio of THC to, whatever, weed, whatever. You can measure that. That's quantifiable, but how high you got is not quantifiable.
But I also feel that they kind of labeled how much it was, but I think that
they're able to measure
language,
it.
Yes, I think the language that they use may have not been
well, the language.
And if we're wrong, don't come
but
to
listen,
us
the language.
This is we're telling you.
Listen, guys, we
did.
That's right. We didn't say anything that we're saying here is true.
It is true,
okay,
right.
We're not saying so. Don't even try it.
We're
okay,
great storytellers.
Oh, that's right. Because anything we say, we don't know if it's true or we made it up. Okay, so
right.
Anyway, look. Everybody's trying to get money. So if I want to just try to get some money, I might sue anybody for anything if I'm of that mindset. Okay. But realistically, I'm not suing any weed company about how high I did or did not get.
Okay.
Okay. That's me personally. Okay. But there are people who go around making their money off suing people. And that's what they do. I never forget the woman who sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot.
Oh,
I mean, how ridiculous can you be? You're asking for hot coffee. You want hot coffee, unless you say iced coffee. They tell you the coffee is hot.
Yeah.
And she sued him and burned herself and collected. Because I guess there's gradations, you know, how hot, you know, was it hot to this degree or that degree or whatever? So maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe this weed was so mild, it didn't even qualify as whatever type of weed it was labeled to be.
This is
so maybe it's a bona fide, you know, complaint.
According to this is from Vice, the defendants Dreamfields Brand Incorporated and Med for America produce and sell Jeter pre-rolls, the subject of the lawsuit. Jeter writes on packaging that its pre-rolled products average around 35% THC content, the active ingredient in cannabis responsible for getting people high. Though that number often goes higher, a lift of products in the lawsuit had an average of 42.10% THC content. So that's where we're going with that. I'm just putting that out. So y'all, so this is from Vice.
So bottom line, it was just not even as potent as they claimed that it was.
Correct.
Okay. Well, and then here's another thing. Many people have sued and collected on, well, you say it's a quarter pounder. But, you know, we found out it was only an eighth pounder or whatever. You know, many people have sued because of untrue advertising, false advertising.
Right.
Many people have sued because of that. You know, whereas we might say it's hyperbole, some things they say cross the line between puffing and hyperbole to just flat out lying
right.
about the product. So, you know, hey, go for it, whatever. We have a litigious society. Go for it.
Okay. Well, this is something I know we've all experienced this, and this is sad, so I'm going to flip it around a little bit. So a New York City man has been arrested after allegedly fatally stabbing a man who confronted him for not saying thank you. And so NBC News reported that the incident took place on September 20th around 11:30 p.m. and Juan Nunez, age 37, opened the door of Tobacco Road Corp near President Street. So we don't have to go there. For Edwin Paradoza, it was just about not saying thank you for opening the door for him. So why don't you say thank you for opening the door? And then the guy, Perdoza, responded, I didn't tell you to open the door for me. A verbal dispute erupted into a physical altercation as both men fought off one another. From there, Perdoza withdrew a knife and stabbed Nunez in the abdomen and neck, and he eventually died of a fatal injury. So, Ma, this is just really sad that someone died over something so foolish. Do you think that people should say thank you after someone opens the door for them? And also, have you ever confronted someone for not saying thank you when you held the door for them?
I think you should say please and thank you for every kindness that anyone does for you, anything that they don't have to do for you, and they do. You know, I personally am a kind of stickler for that kind of stuff.
That's right.
I think you should say please and thank you for every kindness that people do for you. That's number one. But have I ever confronted anyone? I've never confronted a stranger about anything like that. But I have definitely spoken to family members or close friends for having an an attitude of ingratitude. Yes, definitely. But the problem here is bigger than that. It's not the please and the thank you, it's the lunacy and the craziness and the violence with those two.
Well, yeah, because the
Because how in
person,
the hell did it escalate to something like
because
that?
the person who the door was held open for is the person who did the stabbing.
Right.
And so that really was just, you know,
So, and that person
was a, was
already
a,
had a
was
bad,
screwed.
they already
Yeah.
had a bad attitude
Right.
for whatever reasons. You don't know when you're meeting people, you even people you already know, you don't always know what the heck is going on with them. But when you're meeting people you don't know where they just came from. You don't know of what bad news they just had. You don't know anything about their mental health. You don't know anything about their history of violence, or you just don't know. Sometimes you don't even know about your own tendency to react in a very negative way. Sometimes that can also happen.
So,
I mean, come on. People have behaved in a way that they never thought, anticipated that they would have. They have overreacted. I'm sure we've all done things that we wish we could look back on and undo. Everybody has done, not me, but
never was that
other
you.
people. So all I'm saying is this:
And then,
it was very unfortunate, and some either or both of them, because it takes two to tango, either or both of them just were at a very unhealthy place mentally.
it's just really sad. It's
Of course, it's
because I
sad.
see in general, I noticed that if you know this happens in it, well, this was real life, but a lot of times somebody holds the door open, another person is it doesn't say thank you, and that's not nice. However, we hope that it doesn't end in anything like this. Please be nice to people on the street. You
Never
don't
forget to
know.
say please and thank you,
Right.
guys. Just say please
Right.
and
You
thank
don't know
you.
what somebody's going through that
You're
day.
not at all. Just say please and thank you when anyone does a kindness. Say please and thank you. That's all. Those are basic rules. Everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten. Well, you learned that in kindergarten. Please and thank you will get you far and not likely to get you murdered.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our final sub final segment of the day. Naomi knows best. Dear Naomi, I'm 31 years old and have been dating my boyfriend for 3 years. I'm ready to take the next step. We see each other 4 to 5 times a week, and I know
You still dating after 3 years? Okay. See, this is a dud already, but go ahead.
And I know his two sisters and have met his parents, and I feel like part of the family, but yet we don't even live together. I'm in this for the long haul. I want marriage and children. We are both financially at a place where if we wanted, we could buy a home together. But he says he thinks we need to be together for at least 5 years before marriage is in the cards. I think that's foolish. And I'm starting to think I'm wasting my time.
And me too.
I thought he was going to propose to me during Usher's residency in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, but instead he got food poisoning and stayed in the hotel room. I didn't see Usher perform because I felt guilty, so I stayed in the room with him and took care of him. Did I mention it was my birthday? We did manage to sell the tickets. So no money off his back. In the meantime, no ring, no keys, no Usher. I love him, but I don't want to wait much longer. Should I end this before he does?
Well, I would say to you, I don't know what your name is, but whatever. I would say to you, keep waiting. Keep going to Vegas. Keep being friends with his sisters. Keep taking care of him when he has food poisoning. Keep not going to enjoy your life. Keep on doing that, honey, and you will end up a bitter, a lonely ass old woman. In the meantime, he'll be over there with his family
You're
and
right.
whoever he met, and 6 months later married
All
him.
right.
Whatever. Keep waiting. You've
Big.
been dating somebody for 3 years. You feel like you're part of the family. What damn family? You're not part of his family. Whose family, right? Who the hell family? Okay. You don't even have an engagement ring. Did you say you were 31?
31, yeah.
Sweetie. Sweetie, I don't know if you don't have any close family or if you don't have a mother or you don't have whatever. You lay the cards on the table with him. You're not giving him any ultimatum. You let him know what you're interested in, and then you negotiate. If you're willing to wait another 2 years for 5 years to do what? If you're willing to wait, go right
And that's
ahead.
just to get engaged.
That you don't,
That's just,
please, you have no commitment from this man at all.
they don't even
Okay.
live together.
If that makes sense to you, then you go ahead and do that. However, if you want a husband, if you want a marriage and a commitment and a family and all those things, go get on out there and find yourself a man who wants the same thing and quit wasting your time. Okay? Quit wasting your time with this zero. Go find a hero. Okay? That's what I got to say to you. All right? And don't look back and nothing. Okay? If he's ready to step up and do the things and have the level of commitment that you want in your life, good. If not, you are not equally yoked. And I don't mean just financially. You are not equally yoked in terms of what you want out of this relationship. Because the same man is that you allowing to dangle you along for 3 years with not even an engagement ring will go right around the corner, up the street, or wherever, up the road, and get married to somebody within a year.
Yeah.
Okay? That same man. So don't delude yourself. Don't delude
Right. You have
yourself,
time
young
to
lady.
teach your
That's
course
right.
up.
Don't
Experience
delude
gives you know
yourself.
better.
If you want to get married and those things are something that you want in your life, that's what you want for your life, then you go ahead and pursue that and leave him alone. So many people don't get married because they're dealing with people that don't want to get married.
Right.
Or at least they don't want to get married to you.
Right.
But the thing about it, he's telling you
Right.
to your face. He's telling you, which is I give him all the respect for that. You've had the discussion, he's told you. Now, if you want to do that, you have the right to do everything. We all have the right to be foolish. That's on us. But don't tell me you want A, B, C, and D, and you're doing everything that's diametrically opposed to what you say you want. Okay? If you want to get married, you need to go find somebody who's interested in getting married to you.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on that, Ma. It's just very silly to me and foolish when I hear women in general just, you know, that the man is telling you, I don't want this, I don't want that, and you're just kind of, oh, let me just go ahead.
Take the hurt
Take it.
now,
You can't.
take the disappointment now, and be done with it. Because
Yeah.
believe me, it'll only hurt more later. Take the disappointment now and go ahead.
And you
You know,
can't.
we always think we're losing something. Did it ever dawn on you that the universe, I don't know what your beliefs are, but did it ever dawn on you the universe may be protecting you from something
Yeah.
by not, ending up with this man that you think you want so much? Did it ever dawn on you that the universe may be saving you from a terrible future with this man? So, no, go ahead, sweetie.
No,
Go
I mean I'm just in total agreement with you. And you know what I will say is that, you know, for women in general to just kind of trust your instincts. If it doesn't seem right, it probably isn't right. Now that's like an
That's
old
it.
saying.
That's
But
it.
you know, and whatever age, like I said, if you're a fool for everybody that you meet, for every relationship that you enter, then it's you, okay?
That's
So,
it.
you know, move on, lady, move on, girl, move on.
That's
That's what
right.
I'll
That's right,
say.
young lady. Keep it moving.
You can do
Keep it
better.
moving. That's right.
All right, Ma, is there anything that you want to say before we go?
I just want to tell everyone what I the same thing that I always say, the same thing that I say, every ending of the show. Please be aware of what's going on in your community and please go vote. Please, please, please go vote. That will be one of the most important things that you ever do. Go
Yeah,
vote.
go guys, go to vote.org to find out about information in your particular community, your state. So go to vote.org, vote. Thanks for listening to the Bamboozy Happy Hour. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Pays You. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at All Things Pays You, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Check out our Etsy shop, guys, at the Bambushi Happy Hour. Send us any questions, comments, letters that you want to at info@bambushihappyhour.com or email. We're going to tell everybody, be safe.
Be safe. Go vote.
Bye. Bye.